Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. At least 7 people killed and over 700 injured as powerful earthquake hits Taiwan. Tsunami warnings issued in the region. World Bank projects India's economy to grow at 7.5% in 2024. Election Commission to hold meeting with law enforcement agencies today to review law and order situation in view of Lok Sabha elections. Union Minister Dr. L. Murugan, including 11 other newly elected members of Rajya Sabha, take oath. And in IPL, Delhi Capitals to face Kolkata Knight Riders in Visakhapatnam this evening. At least 7 people were killed and more than 700 injured by a powerful earthquake in Taiwan. An earthquake measuring 7.4 on the Richter scale hit Taiwan's eastern shores today, triggering tsunami warnings in the region. The United States Geological Survey, USGS, said the quake had a magnitude of 7.4 with its epicenter 18 kilometers south of Taiwan's Hualien City at a depth of 34.8 kilometers. The director of Taipei's Seismology Center, Wu Qianfu, said the earthquake is felt all over Taiwan, an offshore island, and it is the strongest in 25 years. According to the initial reports, multiple buildings have partially collapsed in Hualien and are showing leaning at precarious angles. Authorities said dozens of people remain trapped in buildings. The tremor triggered tsunami alerts in southern Japan also. As per reports, a 30-centimeter tsunami was recorded at Yonaguni Island around 9:18 a.m. Japan time today. In response, the Japan Meteorological Agency sounded the alarm for Miyakojima and Okinawa Islands, cautioning residents about imminent waves as high as 3 meters. The Philippines Seismology Agency has also issued a tsunami warning. Chinese state media said tremors were felt in parts of China's southeastern Fujian province. India Taipei Association has issued an emergency helpline number for getting any assistance and clarification regarding earthquake in Taiwan. The emergency number is 0905247906 and the email ID is ad.ita@mea.gov.in. The association has requested the Indian nationals living in Taiwan to follow advisories issued by the local authorities. A strong earthquake measuring 7.4 on the Richter scale today struck Taiwan. The Indian economy is projected to grow at 7.5% in 2024, the World Bank has said, revising its earlier projections for the same period by 1.2%. According to the World Bank's most recent South Asia Development Update, overall growth in South Asia is forecast to be strong at 6% in 2024, driven mostly by robust development in India and recoveries in Pakistan and Sri Lanka. According to the report, South Asia is expected to remain the fastest growing region in the world for the next 2 years, with growth projected to be 6.1% in 2025. The first bi-monthly Monetary Policy Committee meeting of the financial year 2024-25 of the Reserve Bank of India began in Mumbai today. The monetary policy statement will be announced by RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das on Friday. The committee in February has decided to keep the policy repo rate under the Liquidity Adjustment Facility unchanged at 6.5%. The Election Commission will hold a meeting with law enforcement agencies of states and union territories this afternoon to review and assess the law and order situation, prevention of illicit activities and seizures. The meeting will also review the steps related to strict vigil across interstate and international borders. Yesterday, the poll body had appointed special observers in 6 states to provide critical feedback and vigilant oversight for a level playing field during the upcoming Lok Sabha and Assembly polls. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi filed his nomination papers before the returning officer of Wayanad Parliamentary Constituency in Kerala this afternoon. He led a roadshow in Kalpetta town in which thousands of UDF supporters waving placards and shouting slogans greeted him. He also briefly addressed them. Mr. Gandhi was accompanied by party general secretaries, Priyanka Gandhi and K.C. Venugopal, leader of the opposition in the State Assembly, V.D. Satishan, among others. The LDR candidate in Wayanad, N. E. Raja of the CPI, also filed the nomination papers. The NDA candidate and the state BJP president, K. Surendran, will file his nomination papers from the constituency tomorrow. Kerala is among the 12 states going to the polls in the second phase, where polling is scheduled to take place on the 26th of this month. Tomorrow is the last date for filing nominations. The scrutiny will take place on the 5th, and the last date for the withdrawal of candidature is on the 8th of this month. Many senior leaders from BJP and Congress have filed nominations today. Tomorrow is the last day for nomination for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections in Rajasthan. We have more from a correspondent.
From BJP party candidate from Pali, P.P. Chaudhary, and Jalur Sirohi seat candidate Lumba Ram Chaudhary filed their nominations today. BJP candidate from Kota and senior leader Om Birla held a huge public meeting before filing nomination. The public meeting was addressed by many senior leaders of BJP, including Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma. From the Congress side, Bhilwara candidate and senior leader C.P. Joshi, Badmer candidate Ummedaram Benival, and Jhalawar Bara candidate Urmila Jain Bhaya have filed their nominations today. Congress is also organizing nomination rallies in support of their candidate. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashwani News, Jaipur.
Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India has become one of the top five economies in the world under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and it is poised to become the third largest by 2027. Addressing an election rally in Ghaziabad today, Mr. Singh said, India has the potential to become the world's biggest economy by 2047. He added that the BJP is committed to take India in that direction. He also said 25 crore people have emerged out of poverty in the last 9 years. Meanwhile, BJP candidate from Gautam Budh Nagar, Mahesh Sharma, filed his nomination for the Lok Sabha elections. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge today launched Ghar Ghar Guarantee Abhiyan from Northeast Delhi parliamentary constituency. Speaking on this occasion, Mr. Kharge criticized the BJP on the issue of unemployment. He claimed that if the Congress comes to power, the government vacancies will be filled up immediately. He also promised that caste census will be conducted across the country if his party wins the poll. Mr. Kharge said Congress has put up 25 guarantees and 5 Nyay for the welfare of countrymen. Anticipations are high from Kuch Bihar parliamentary constituency of West Bengal under the first phase of elections. The Election Commission is taking all necessary arrangements for a free and fair election on the 19th of April. We have more from a correspondent.
The people of Kuch Bihar parliamentary constituency will vote on 19th April under the first phase of election. There are more than 19 lakh voters in this constituency, while the number of voters above 85 years of age is more than 10,000. Security forces are doing the route marches to build confidence among voters. Police and various other government agencies are seizing illegal cash, liquor, etc. Naka checkings are erected at many points. Election Commission has already started training for vote workers and encouraging people so that more and more people come forward for voting on that day. Schools under the West Bengal Board of Secondary Education will remain closed between 16th April to 20th April for 5 days in the district of Kuch Bihar, Alipurduar and Jalpaiguri. For the election in phase 1, different political parties have started campaigning and public meetings to woo the voters. Kalyan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
Have you ever taken a moment to ponder why voting is emphasized so much? It seems like everywhere you go in the election season, there's a reminder to make sure you cast your vote. Well, there's a strong reason behind all that appeal and encouragement. Every single vote holds immense significance as it has the potential to alter the outcome of an election and shape the future of both individual and society. It is no exaggeration to say that your vote truly matters. Our correspondent has more to share.
There have been instances where the fate of an entire election has hung in the balance of just one single vote. In the 2004 Karnataka Assembly elections, Janata Dal secular candidate A.R. Krishnamurthy from then Santhe Marala Assembly constituency lost by the slimmest of margins. just by one vote to his Congress's opponent, Dhruv Narayan. Similarly, in the 2008 assembly polls in Rajasthan, the electoral contest was decided by a single vote and Congress's then state president, C.P. Joshi, lost to BJP's Kalyan Singh Chauhan from Nathdwara constituency. These instances serve as compelling reminders of the key role that each and every vote plays in shaping the democratic process. So the next time you are tempted to skip voting, thinking your vote won't make a difference, remember these stories. Your vote isn't just a formality, it's your voice, your power, and your chance to make a real impact on your and your country's future. So don't underestimate the power of your vote. This is Durgesh Bhadauria for Akashvani News, New Delhi.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Midday News. Union Minister Dr. L. Murugan, along with 11 other newly elected members of the Rajya Sabha, today took oath. Vice President and Chairman of the Rajya Sabha, Jagdeep Dhankar, administered oath to them at his chamber in the Parliament House. 56 members of the Rajya Sabha, including former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh, retired from the upper house this week. BJP has served legal notice to AAP leader and Delhi Minister Atishi over a claim that the BJP had approached her to join the party. Briefing media today, Delhi BJP Chief Virender Sachdeva alleged that Atishi is lying and her allegations are baseless.
इस बार भागने नहीं देंगे इसलिए उनको लीगल कार्रवाई के लिए हमने नोटिस दिया है और जब तक वो तथ्य नहीं रखती नहीं तो इस पर जो कानूनी कार्रवाई चलेगी चलेगी लेकिन इनको भागने नहीं देंगे इनको जवाब देना पड़ेगा.
Atishi had yesterday claimed that the BJP approached her to join the party. She had also claimed that the Enforcement Directorate would arrest her in a month if she refused to join. Meanwhile, AAP has announced that all its ministers, MLAs, MPs and party leaders will observe a collective fast at Jantar Mantar on Sunday to protest against the arrest of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal. The Home Minister has revoked the Foreign Contribution Regulation Act FCRA licenses of 5 notable NGOs after conducting due process. Sources said the licenses have been cancelled for misuse of foreign grants, among other reasons. The NGOs include CNI, Synodical Board of Social Service, Voluntary Health Association of India, Indo-Global Social Service, Society, Church Auxiliary for Social Action, and Evangelical Fellowship of India. National Council of Education Research and Training, NCERT, has said that it is making every effort to provide school books on time. In a social media post, it said about 33 lakh books of classes 1, 2, 7, 8, 10 and 12 have been printed and delivered to bookshops. NCERT said the new syllabus books for classes 3 and 6 will be published this month and in May. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals will face Kolkata Knight Riders today at the Y.S. Rajasekhara Reddy Cricket Stadium in Vishakhapatnam. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. IST. Lucknow Super Giants defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 28 runs at the Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru last night. Chasing a target of 182, Bengaluru were all out for 153 runs in 19.4 overs. Earlier put into bat first, Lucknow posted a target of 181 runs in the stipulated 20 overs. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. At least 7 people killed and over 700 injured as powerful earthquake hits Taiwan, tsunami warnings issued in the region. World Bank projects India's economy to grow at 7.5% in 2024. Election Commission to hold meeting with law enforcement agencies today to review law and order situation and view of Lok Sabha elections. Union Minister Dr. L. Murugan, including 11 others, newly elected members of Rajya Sabha, take oath. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals to face Kolkata Knight Riders in Vishakhapatnam this evening. And with that, we end the Midday News.